We come with our second day of Lent, you know, having our ashes yesterday, and now it's a very good introduction of the readings. We really, and the disciples did back in the day, and we hear again, as we hear every year, I mean, the beginning of Lent, we really are told the end, and the end of the story. And Jesus said, "The Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised." There it is. And that's the whole readings in Lent right there. And it's very beautiful for us to have so much connections with the readings. Because in like Lent and Advent in a special way, they're very focused for that season. And really, that's why we had that right away. That's what we're doing in Lent. That's why we have 40 days, just like Jesus had 40 days. A big reason in Lent is it's called the Holy or the Paschal Trinity or the Paschal Mystery. Paschal Mystery, which means the conversion, the metanoia, when our hearts are changed. And a very important verse in John, it's 12:24. "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit." It's a great image that Jesus had said in the Gospel according to John. What happens when we need fruit? We need a seed, and a seed will go on the ground and be buried and die. And then it will rise again with many more fruit. That was an image for Jesus in another place where that's what he did. When he died, he gave his life, and we receive more fruit from him. That's what Jesus is telling to his disciples. That's what he's telling us. The more we get rid of our own egoism or our own my life, my world, my stuff, the more we give that away as a paschal mystery to give to somebody else, that's where we receive more fruit, more love, more compassion, more mercy. It's a great image to start our Lent. How do we offer our lives for other people before ourselves? How do we follow the cross that Jesus said in this gospel again, that those that will follow me with their cross? How can you do that these 40 days? And to do so again, do it day to day, moment by moment, to be the closest you can be with our Lord Jesus Christ.